You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we got all the issues. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hour number three, inexplicably. But, you know, when you see things happen like the fact that we just had that interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman, you just kind of got to pinch yourself and literally just know that you're in a place where things are happening that are kind of bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? So all said and done, that was just cool. Hey, Boomer, I'm going to tell you right now, in front of God and all the peoples that are listening right now, first of all, thank you, brother, for helping set that up. Because I know you had a longstanding friendship with he and his family, and you're the one that made that happen. But then also, great job editing and making it all fit.
Oh, thanks. it all fit. It all went well. And the Chapman family is just an amazing family, and I was happy and blessed to be able to get a hold of them and get them on the show.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a good life moment for me, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I was not kidding when I said that when my kids were little, the song "The Great Adventure," for those of y'all that are out there that know it, starts off with him yelling, "Saddle up your horse." Well, my kids, that's what they called it. They called the song "Saddle Up Your Horses," and so I have no idea how many, you know, cassettes and CDs of that song got played in the Williams house back in the day.
So many, sure. Because I know that it played constantly at our house as well.
Oh, I mean, and of course, the kind of conversation that you can only have in the 90s. Daddy, play Saddle Up Your Horses. I'm sorry, honey. We left it, the CD's in your mommy's minivan. That's
the CD's not here.
It's in mommy's minivan. The green Dodge Caravan. Yeah. Hey, just had a text in from Chris from Gadsden. He said they were hoping that Cinderella, the song Cinderella, was going to play when I danced with my daughter at her wedding. And I said, this Ranger man would have been a hot mess if that had happened.
Well, I just got a text from my father-in-law, and yeah. He's like, man, thanks for playing that song. It was super special. I mean, it was. That's the song Stephen was able to play at our wedding, and it was incredible. It was for the father-daughter dance, so it was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'd have been a puddle. Your father-in-law must be more of a man than me, because I would not have made it through. That song is designed to rip a dad's heart out. Is just to be honest.
I mean, it rips my heart out, and I've only been a dad for a little over 5.5 years now.
Ugh.
So it's like, oh man.
Ugh. John from Huntsville just texted in and said, great interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman. He said, also, I love how he helps people who are less fortunate, especially those in Haiti. That country's really in bad shape right now. Yeah, John, you're right, and thank you, sir. Appreciate you chiming in on that. Mm. Allie from Athens texted in and just said, I shouldn't even bother with a third dipper now. We just let people call in. By the way, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Anybody want to call in, you're welcome to it. 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. You are welcome to call in or text in on the same number, 833-687-4448. And give me your thoughts on that interview or anything else we've talked about so far today. I will be jumping into the third dipper in a minute, but I will take calls on that one throughout. So glad of it. Yeah, what?
Well, I just got a text from my father-in-law. He said, it made me laugh. He goes, the best part was no one was looking at the old man crying. It was they were all watching Stephen Curtis.
Yeah, he's probably right. I was there, so I can attest. I was like, oh, they're dancing. I asked Stephen Curtis Chapman. So, yeah, that's – but anyway, good stuff, man. And you know, the ministry he's got, Show Hope.
Yes.
If folks didn't really gather what that means, it's literally a ministry – that helps people through the adoption processes. You know, the costs, the administrative minutia. It gives them the advice, the counseling, the support network, the resources, and sometimes even the finances, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and it's still up and running. Like that
oh,
is
yeah,
still
big time.
Yeah, still going and stuff. So
and they've got a website, I guess, Show Hope. does.
I believe it's showhope.com. Let me confirm.
Or .org. It's .org. So yeah, check that. Let's make sure we say that on the air. I should have said it during the interview, but we'll say it now if we have to. What you got?
Showhope.org.
Showhope.org. All right. But it's named because his daughter's name is Shoei, right? They call her
Shohanna. And they call her Shoei.
Yeah, she's adopted from China. Mm-hmm. Okay, and Shohanna, Shoei for short?
Shoei for short.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, good deal. All right, well, showhope.org is their ministry. Check it out. And by the way, that's a cool thing. When I love the idea of someone being in a place where they can take what they've had given to them and then make something of it in other ways. In other words, he's being a steward, I guess, of he's got resources. What I'm trying to say is he's been extremely successful. I don't know his financial wherewithal, but I imagine it's good. And he chose to go ahead and turn around and just chunk some of that into this opportunity to help other people. Very cool. Paul from Athens just texted in, very inspirational. Love listening to his story. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, listen, there's a lot going on in the world right now, but we got to pause once in a while, got to pause and recognize that there are things happening right now that are worth paying attention to, that are bigger than ourselves, and that mean something more than politics. And I don't want this show to ever become just a freaking gripe session. I mean, we could do that all day long. How many radio shows out there are just gripe sessions? And do I have issues, complaints to things to point out that I believe are in error? Sure. But we got to make sure we balance that with the fact that there are things happening in this world that are worth being thankful for and paying attention to and maybe even jumping on board and being a part of. Chris from Gadsden just texted in when I said if they'd played that song Cinderella at my daughter's wedding that I would have been a hot mess. He said I'd have collapsed in a puddle right there with you. So, yep. Appreciate you, man. He knows what it means to marry off a daughter. I know who I'm talking to with that text. All right. Boomer, who's the next one? Who are we going to interview next?
Well, there's a few up my sleeve, and then I know you got a lot up your sleeve.
I'm telling you, my goal is that, like, you know, once a month ish, we've got somebody national on here, somebody that is like, wait, he's got who on the show? So I love that.
It's gonna be fun keeping everybody on their toes.
You got to.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll be podcasted tonight.
Everything will be podcasted and put out on our website and on the podcast form probably within 30 minutes after the show.
Okay. Yeah. You want to hear it again or send it to somebody, you can do that. I know one of the stations we're on already asked for a copy of it too, Boomer. You're going to take care of that.
Yeah.
Because they might send it to some of their other station affiliates and have it played in other places.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. They should pay us for it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you make that a pay for play situation there? Well, listen, before I get to the break, let me just say, all this stuff, everything that we do on this show is at rightsideradio.org. If you're not a podcaster, you don't already have your own podcast format that you use, like Podbean or Google or iTunes or whatever, you can go to rightsideradio.org. The links are on there to every episode we've had. You can go ahead and just download them, send them to somebody, get signed up. It's worth it.
And just so people know, on the website, and we'll change this a little bit, but it's at the very bottom of the main page.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can scroll all the way down on the main page, and that's where the podcasts are. But we'll put a label on there soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, one more thing I got to say before we go to the break. So if you're not familiar, Right Side Radio is actually a 501c3 entity. We are a separate standalone organization. We don't work for the radio stations we're on. If you want to be a part of what Right Side Radio is doing, you just contact us and we'll talk to you about that. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, we also sell our own advertising. So we would love for you to get in. We'll put Courtney, who does our sales, in touch with you right away. You believe in what we're standing for? Well, that must mean your business stands for the same thing. We'd love to have you advertise as a part of Right Side Radio's advertising team. And we would have Courtney get in touch with you ASAP and make sure that's done. All right. John from Huntsville says we need to get Chuck Norris on the show. I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. And then JT from Lacey Springs says we just need to do an interview with Jeff from Indiana. Mike and Madison wants to know, what song was that last bump music that that I played? Was it the one you talking about? The one I guess on what was the last outgoing bump? Oh, that was probably our own, wasn't it?
That was our own.
Yeah,
that was our own.
That was our own bump music, which comes from the Black Keys, I believe. And I got it, or is it Kaleo? It's a Kaleo song, I think.
Kaleo.
Yeah, what's the name of it? Do you recall?
Oh boy, give me a second.
We'll find it. All right, it's a song. It's a song by a band called Kaleo, K A L E O, that we use. It's our bump. It's our main bump. But yeah. Mike, that's the one you're looking at. Look up a band called Kaleo. It's one of their greatest hits. I'll think of the name in a minute. Brian from Huntsville says he wishes Charlie Daniels is still alive for me to interview. But I did, by the way, Brian, I had my moment on Twitter. Quick anecdote. One morning, back when I first started on Twitter, this is like 2012, I was following Charlie Daniels, who was a prolific tweeter, if you will. But Charlie Daniels had literally just, I had just looked at my Twitter feed on my phone. He had just tweeted something out about making the most of the day that we have or something like that. And I like it was like 2 seconds. And apparently I was the very first one. I responded back and I said, blessings on your day, sir. And he tweeted right back at me. He said, and to you and yours, my good friend, or something like that. And I was like, I'm done. Charlie Daniels just tweeted at me. My day is complete. I can go ahead and go back to bed. That was my story.
That's great. No Good, was that the name of the song from Kaleo?
Is that right? I believe it is.
Yes.
I think it is. I think so. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. We'll do that right now. We're going to come back. We'll take calls, 833-687-4448. You want to talk, we'll talk. But we'll also jump into the third dipper of the day, off the rails. Rail strike? What the heck? What is going on there? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.